AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another House committee holds a contempt vote, citing Attorney General William Barr again and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Maybe Ben Thomas has more.
We have 24 yeas and 15 noes.
With that, the House Oversight Committee sent a measure to the full House asking that Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress
for defying a duly authorized subpoenas
for documents related to the decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Democrats fear the question will reduce participation in immigrant-heavy communities and undercount minority voters. The White House asserted executive privilege on the matter earlier in the day, saying the administration has engaged in good-faith efforts to satisfy the committee's oversight needs after turning over more than 17,000 pages of documents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court is also considering the constitutionality of the citizenship question. A ruling is expected by the end of this month. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks has agreed to a private interview a week from today with the House Judiciary Committee. That panel earlier subpoenaed Hicks, a close and trusted Trump aide who worked for the presidential campaign and in the White House. President Trump says 1,000 U.S. troops will be based in Poland.
Poland said that we would like to build a facility, a great facility, and would like to have you come to that facility. So we're going to be there with a limited force, but we'll be there.
The president of Poland is visiting with Trump today at the White House. Trump also says Poland is buying more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike fighter jets from the U.S. Later tonight, either the Boston Bruins or the St. Louis Blues will be hoisting the Stanley Cup. It is Game 7 of the storied NHL Finals Series. Boston has won the Cup 7 times. The Blues are looking for their first ever victory. This is AP Radio News. Senator Bernie Sanders, running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in a speech at George Washington University, says President Trump believes in corporate socialism, while he believes in democratic socialism working for working families.
If there was ever a moment when we needed to stand up and fight against the forces of oligarchy and authoritarianism, this is that time.
General Motors says it will spend $150 million on its heavy-duty pickup truck plant in Flint, Michigan. Mayor Karen Weaver.
Those are meaningful jobs where people can take care of their families.
In Orlando,
Gilberto Ramon Silva.
A somber memorial on the third anniversary of the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in which 49 people were killed.
Jason Benjamin Josephat.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.